I had never met Art Modell before coming to Baltimore with my family. And as we all do, you have certain preconceived ideas about everybody in the public eye based on things that you see and read. But you still try to keep a fresh perspective, because having been in the public eye, you recognize that some of those observations are valid, some are not. The thing that caught me off guard was how readily, how quickly, how instantly Art Modell can put you at ease. In the first half hour, I must have heard four of the greatest stories I've ever heard about the National Football League, names and images that I grew up with, that immediately puts this into the reference frame that you're dealing with one of the true icons of the profession, and that becomes readily recognizable to you.
Welcome back to a tribute to Art Modell, and what is definitely an emotional night for the Modell family, but in a lot of ways, I think emotional in a good way. And who better to talk about the emotions, the ups and downs, the career of Art Modell than one of his sons, David Modell. Hi, David. How are you?
How are you?
Very well. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Couldn't do the show without you, and you know it.
We
just heard from Brian Billick and some of his remarks about your father. One of the things you're credited with, rightfully so, I mean, you're one of the main reasons why Brian Billick came to Baltimore. Now, obviously, that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for your dad. Can you just go back a little bit and talk about what it was like to grow up in a city like Cleveland, such a rabid football city, and with Art Modell as your father? Unique, definitely.
Well, it certainly was. It's all I've known, so it's hard for me to judge the uniqueness of that or
not.
You know, because I've been inculcated in that world. But certainly, you know, he cuts a wide swath and has for a very long time. And he not only is an activist in his business and runs his business actively, but he was very active in his community. So we were constantly, you know, participating in his and my mother's activities in the Cleveland and, of course, Baltimore communities.
Obviously, growing up around that, I guess you're kind of a sponge. You absorb so many things as a son, but also...
Sponge Dave.
Yeah. Good thing your name's not Bob. A sponge, though, picking up so many things as a son, but also in the business world, and now with your title as president, can you look back over the years and just talk about what you have taken from watching your dad work from the business side that you've been able to use now in your job?
Well, you know, I've said 1,000 times that I've been the most fortunate guy in the business world, because I've had such great folks to learn from, because that's really been my college. I haven't been to school, and I learned from the people I was around, and obviously the greatest influence is Art. And I think in the end of the day, you know, you can talk about the business principles and, you know, you can talk about all that stuff, but in the end of the day, his magnificent sense of humor and sense of compassion, you know, really are those things that set him apart from other individuals. And it isn't that he utilizes those things off the field of play, as it were. He utilizes those attributes of his personality 24/7. You know, so he has that great sense of humor and helps us all through difficult times with his great sense of humor and also his great sense of compassion. So I think those would be the greatest traits that I would have learned that are the most lasting, I think.
Yeah, but offering a human perspective, too, to what can be a tough, inhumane business in the National Football League, don't you think?
Well, he's always treated his organization like a family. And so, you know, you're always going to have tough decisions to make. And sometimes those are unpopular. Sometimes people get angry with you for those decisions. And he's always stood up to that. But he's always treated his organization as if it were a broader part of his family. And so I think everyone has felt his warmth in that way. And that's very special.
I think everyone knows what Art has meant to the National Football League, to this game as a whole. What about, though, to the city of Baltimore? What are your thoughts on what he has meant to this area?
Well, it's no surprise to me that this community has grown as fond of my father, Art, as it has, because I knew what he would bring to the party when he came here. And it's happened. You know, what I suspected would happen has happened, that the town has fallen in love with him, because he's an easy guy to fall in love with. He's a good guy. He's a genuine guy. You know, if he's at a restaurant and someone wants to talk to him, you know, he doesn't have a beer of bodyguards there to make people go away. He'll always communicate with people.
Always.
He's just a regular guy who happens to have a pretty extraordinary job and own a pretty extraordinary business.
Do you think he gets it, though, as to how much he's loved here?
Well, I hope he does.
Yeah.
But I don't think he focuses on that.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not for show. He doesn't, you know, leave the house saying, "Oh boy, I'm going to be nice to people today so that they'll be nice to me." He's just the way that he is. And, you know, I think I've found, and I think everyone finds, that you get more with sugar, you know, than you do with bitters. And he just is that way. And so, you know, people are attracted to him like bees to honey. You know, that's the way he is.
Of all of his accomplishments, and I know the list is long and lengthy, is there one thing as his son that stands out to you that you are the most proud of that your dad has accomplished?
What, from a business standpoint or a personal standpoint? Because they're very different, you know.
Both. Because I think they're different.
Yeah, they're very different. So, you know, from a business standpoint, it's innumerable.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's very, very hard to go through the list of activities that he has been integrally involved with that have been wild successes.
Personally?
For his team and,
and
for the National Football League. You know, personally, he saved my life.
Wow.
He stepped up as a father when I needed him the most. And, you know, what more can you ask for? He's my dad, you know, so.
Wow. What a way to end.
Proud of being your dad, you know.
What a way to end.
Yeah.
David Modell, thank you for your time, for your honesty, and I know we're going to see much more of you in the future. So
don't you go anywhere.
Much. Thank you, David. Up next, everyone, you know the saying, behind every great man, there's a great woman? Well, that saying certainly applies when you look at the relationship between Art and Pat Modell. When we come back, we sit down with Mrs. Modell and get a unique perspective on the career of her husband, Art. Stay with us.
In this business, honesty is a rare, rare ingredient, almost like a 4-2-40. So I love this guy, and he went his way, and his way prevails. I had another idea.
What was that idea?
Marvin?
What was that idea?
I had an idea. Mike, you wrote your column.